expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get fired up about Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat? Unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable brings mind-blowing news, conversations with top world thought leaders, and Dr. Pat herself, unleashed like never before. Mega talk covering the most leading edge and headlines worthy topics from pop culture to presidents, sex to spirituality, surviving to thriving, Hollywood to Bollywood, and music to miracles, addiction to action and rhetoric to rocking it. It's not about mistakes and all about the guts to not just step out of your comfort zone, but annihilate it. Think authentic and spontaneous. Think fun and forefront. Think no matter what, don't just make a difference, be the difference. Now here's Dr. Pat.
Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to Power Up Radio. Yeah, this is part two. For those of you that know me as a host of the Dr. Pat Show. And if you want to find out more about me, you could go over to the drpatshow.com. This particular show is a new venue for us based on what our listeners have requested and asked for. It's called Power Up Radio with me, Dr. Pat. It's about unleashing, what it is that's inside of each of us that probably we're haven't found our voice to talk about. It's about doing that in a way where we're not unshaken. Not unshaken by the backlash, the rhetoric, or anything else that may come our way. And, you know, when we do that, we become unstoppable. You know, we are led by our heart and guided by our minds. But most importantly, we are completely energized by our spirit. And that's what this show is about. You know, the last hour I was talking about broken promises, and I was looking at our political system and doing a comparison to the Game of Thrones. This particular show is a continuation of that. It's Broken Promises Part 2. And I call this the Mueller Report and Game of Thrones. Obligation and retreat. Yes, I did say that. And you might be thinking, what the heck is she talking about, the Mueller Report and Game of Thrones? Well, I don't know if I'm going to talk a whole lot about the Mueller Report, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it. I'm actually not going to talk about it. I'm going to read from it. But I am going to talk a bit about Game of Thrones, because many of you by now, some of you have not binged watched it. Or if you're like me, you saved it on your DVR so that you could just be like, okay, I'm going to do it all at one time. But we have opinions about Game of Thrones, and we have opinions about the Mueller Report. But I think the overwhelming thing we don't have opinions about is we want the answers. We want to know. It would be very interesting if Game of Thrones kind of got the season finale and ended where it ended, or ended in the episode before where it ended. So I thought about this today. You know, I said to myself, well, okay, just having binge watched Game of Thrones, what happens if we didn't have the last episode? What if we stopped before that? And I thought to myself the following. Would it leave me with some unanswered questions, perhaps? Would it have been better with those unanswered questions? Did I have enough information to form my own conclusion? Or would I feel like they were obligated to give me that last episode and they didn't? And now I have to fill in the blanks, right? And I thought about that. And I have several friends that work in Washington, D.C. And we talk about the Mueller Report, but we don't talk about the Mueller Report kind of like a thing. We talk about it, especially for this show, of whether or not the citizens of the country, I don't care what party you're with or who you're voting for, whatever you're doing, we think about the Mueller Report by actually something that was promised to us that we would have, that we'd be able to read, that we would get, that people would be transparent. And it's not happening. And so we are on the verge. If you listen to the last hour, we are on the verge of one of the greatest across the board broken promises of our time. Not what went on in the Mueller report, because that's a whole nother show. But we were promised that information. What's it got to do with Game of Thrones? Okay, here's Game of Thrones. We were promised an epic season finale. Epic. I don't even think that it got like Rotten Tomatoes to give it like something. But we were promised that. So what if we weren't promised that? What if Game of Thrones really didn't end the way it ended? And perhaps they now say, oh, we're going to make a movie out of it. We're going to pick up where it left off. Because then what we're doing is we're hanging on to a hope for the truth, or a greater truth, or some other version of the truth. Broken promises, better known as psychological contract violation, means that somewhere in my psychological frame of reference, I believe you are obligated to provide me with something, even if you didn't explicitly say it, but you don't provide it. And so I've got a message for Washington. And this is the message. If our research holds up, and a lot of people have studied broken promises, psychological contract violation, especially under the construct of leader-member exchange, those being the leaders, we being the members, a citizen, there's a lesson in here. And there's a lesson in here for many. Game of Thrones gets a pass. They get a bye, just like in football. They get a bye. And why do they get a bye in Game of Thrones? Because while they may have not met their obligation in the way that you wanted, they delivered that last episode. It's over. They delivered it. It's over. How about the Mueller report, though? How many people are listening to the show? How many of you are like me, where you're a little Pollyanna-ish, and I get called that a lot, where you literally thought that that report was going to come out, and like the next day, you were going to be able to read a copy of it, or that most of it would be given over to the lawmakers that you elected, and they would be able to look at it. What happened to the promises of transparency? How do you feel about that? Or maybe we don't want to know. Maybe, as I talked about in the last show, broken promises are the norm. That's what all the research says. Everybody says it. Yet, it's not something that we feel good about. I don't think anybody, if you're listening to the show, raise your hand. Anybody out there had a promise broken? Raise your hand. Yeah, right. How does that feel? It doesn't feel good. And so what are we doing with the feelings around this? Or better yet, are we glad Game of Thrones is over? Are we happy that it's kind of behind us and we're not hanging on the edge of our seats watching all the delays that they had in delivering the finale? Well, first it was going to come out in 18, then it wasn't. Then it's going to come out in 19, then it wasn't. This is our pop culture of this. And it's not just Game of Thrones, but I think Game of Thrones is perfect for this dialogue because Game of Thrones has its own Mueller report. But what are broken promises and what are the consequences? Here's where we're going with this. If our lawmakers truly understood the consequences of broken promises, would they act differently? Or are we just like the research says? Are we really okay? Is breaking a promise okay? Is our political system in such a state that it's really okay? it's okay not to keep a promise. And as a matter of fact, it's even more okay to make them knowing that you're not going to keep them, right? And that's really today's show. It's let's look at what really is happening. Are we as citizens more or less concerned with what's in the Mueller report? Or do we believe that we have an obligation to see it, all of it, no wiped out context of it? Do we believe as citizens that our lawmakers should fight for us to see it? Or do we just rather have it go away? Many of us are relieved Game of Thrones are over. We're actually relieved about the fact that it's not just over. We're relieved about the fact that some of it turned out the way we thought. And for those of us that looked at Game of Thrones, and it is a Game of Thrones, and it is a game of Mueller report too, the politics of it, are we just better off today that Game of Thrones did not linger into another season? Did it answer all of our questions? See, that's it. Because when you look at the reviews for Game of Thrones, what I've found, and this is why I'm making the parallel. When you look at the reviews of Game of Thrones, what I was really struck by is how the series finale didn't answer the questions. So how many years did this go on where people thought, I am going to get my questions answered? And even though there may have been surprises in it, where there were questions answered, did that satisfy it to the level of keeping a promise? When we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of promises, but we're also going to talk about what is it that was promised to us that we did get, and what is it that was promised to us that we didn't get? And who are the key promise breakers in both? Next segment, how are Attorney General Barr and the Dragon Queen quite similar? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Hey, this is Power Up Radio with me, Dr. Pat. Thanks for tuning us in, turning us on. For more information about me, you could go check out the Dr. Pat Show. This is a new segment of the show, and this is where we take on open conversations about what we believe and what we don't believe. It's always a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. Look, let me just read this to kind of set the stage for today's show. And for those of you that didn't hear what it was, let me just give you a sneak peek of it. This is Broken Promises Part 2, The Mueller Report and Game of Thrones, Obligation in Retreat. So let's see if anything I'm saying is making any sense. Let me read this. This is a review, Game of Thrones. Spoiler alert. Turn it off. You don't want to know. I'll read this. It's from Magazine, from Vulture, from Magazine. Okay. It goes like this. While the conqueror of King's Landing dies herself, her last surviving child does not. Yet, Drogon's departure speaks just as directly to the course of the final season as do his siblings' death. Faced with the choice of killing someone close to him to avenge the death of another, a killing that would have eliminated the human bargaining chip that Foss, the conflicting sides, have eliminated. It's gone. You know, it took out the war game. Right. So that was really taken off the table. You know, this idea of negotiating a war at the end. So this dragon makes a bold statement. It actually doesn't talk, but it basically says, yeah, hell with it. And then roars as he burns the symbol of power. Burns the symbol of power, burns the iron, right? Throne, burns it. Anybody see that coming? Some of us did. And then leaves the system. He leaves the system. He burns the iron throne and then leaves the system. And leaves the system and its governors to largely intact. And off the dragon goes, flying off into the sunset. Clinging to the embodied memory of the life he'd known before. Wow. We could be talking about Washington and the president right there. But let me keep going, because here we go. Here, once again, we see the larger project of the show at work, the show Game of Thrones. The Iron Throne. That was the last episode, right? Season finale. That either fully vindicates or fully condemns its survivors. I got to read that. Because, man, this is why I put this and the Mueller report together. Either fully vindicates or fully condemns its survivors. It marks the start of a world that's an improvement over the old one, but is neither utopia ruled by an enlightened despot or nor anarchistic democracy that would have scored some cheap points with the audience. Now, here's the punchline. And again, I'm not talking about Washington, D.C., instead, half measures are the order of the day. The Iron Throne is gone, and hereditary monarchy is gone with it. But the inheritance of power is preserved everywhere else. I'm not going to read the rest of this because the bottom line with all of this, it gives a lot of spoiler information, which I don't want to ruin this for everybody. I don't want to ruin that for everybody. But what about this? What about this? And so when we think about this and compare it to the Mueller report, And we're looking at, perhaps for ourselves, the Mueller report in its context and the contents of it. What we find people talking about now, it's strange to me. And I just want to say it. I've read the report, all of the report. And to watch our leaders in these meetings openly admit and hold the thing up and say they haven't read it yet, but then vote on something, it's bizarro to me. It's like totally bizarre, right? It's kind of like doing your taxes and never reviewing them, right? Or never really thinking about it and then just signing them and like sending them off. But here's what I know. I don't think we're talking about the Mueller report. The question is, why are we not talking about the Mueller report? Why are we talking about whether or not we'll see the report? See, this is it. So the case is, seeing the report is more important at the moment than what's actually in it. But that makes sense. Because remember, I was talking about broken promises and what happens when you violate a broken promise. So let's talk about the promises that were made around this report. And it doesn't matter what side you're on. 71% of the people want the report. That crosses sides. They want the whole report. I think it's even higher today. I don't even know. And why is it that folks want a report? Is it because we want to see two volumes of research? Because, right, this is research. Do we want to see that? Here's my theory. My theory is we were promised it. And that's the theory. That's what I studied for over 10 years. Promises. Broken promises. And so when you break a promise that has significant impact, and this is what the research says, it's like the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Ever hear that, right? Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's funny in Game of Thrones. I don't know. Just another spoiler, right? But in Game of Thrones, the final duel between the giant, right? The final duel on the staircase, right? You know, you think that that's going to end. Somebody's going to get killed. Somebody guy's going to get thrown down the stairs. But this giant creature that had been prominent in every season of the Game of Thrones, the biggest, right? Right? Two giants in the Game of Thrones come to their demise. And they come to their demise. One of the two comes from a little person. And the other one, right, instead of just dying at the end, you know, the giant doesn't just die at the end of Game of Thrones. The entire staircase has to be evaporated, right? But that's fair. I mean, that's a perfect ending for such a villain that has had such an enormous role, right? So here's what the research says on broken promises. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And we have that theory, right? So the greater the promise, right? If the promise isn't kept, the greater the promise, the more devastating the impact. The more people feel betrayed, lack of confidence, self-esteem, trust down the tubes, right? That's it. Healthcare, number one. Everybody says, talking about healthcare, promise. We have everybody promising some form of healthcare, everybody across the board, promising healthcare. But here we are faced with a giant promise that we weren't going to just wipe out healthcare, right? People would get it. That's a big promise. But is it a big promise for all? No, it's not 71% of the people have healthcare. So don't have healthcare. That's not the promise. But the people that are wanting healthcare, that is a big issue. But this Mueller report thing, this is like Game of Thrones, right? This is like it. This is like Game of Thrones, right? This is the thing. Yeah. If you didn't have that last part of Game of Thrones, would you have been okay with Game of Thrones ending? Not with the finale, but with the episode before. Would you have been okay with that? Would you have been okay with not knowing perhaps the fate of what would happen to the kingdoms. And I walked away from this and I asked myself the question, there is an ending at that next to last episode of Game of Thrones. There is an ending. Does it provide you with all the information? No. Does it provide you with enough? Yes. Does it provide you with what will happen in the future? Somewhat, but not enough. That's what's happening here. Here we have this report, and people have been hearing a Mueller report. Not a word from Mueller. A lot of people are really ticked off at Mueller, ticked off at this Robert Mueller. Put his name on here. Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III submitted the report. Report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now, what would have been the harm of just releasing this report? But let me give you another sneak preview. I would have been pretty much okay if you'd have released a table of contents with the redactions, right? Because then I would have at least had a sense that I'm getting it. But what would have been the damage of that? See, it's even worse if you give people the impression that you're going to give them something, like all of us. You ever been in a situation where somebody implied they were going to give you something and kind of teased it through, but then you didn't get what you thought? What happens then when you find out later that what you really got wasn't really the truth of it? That's why you couldn't end the Game of Thrones in the episode before the finale, because you'd have gotten the half truth. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether or not half truths, what's happening with the psychology of broken promises, not about the contents of the report, but about whether or not you will ever see the contents of the report that you feel you're obligated to see. That is a psychological contract violation. It's a broken promises. And how the heck do you feel about that? We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or are getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about broken promises today. This is a field of research that I studied for about 10 years. So I looked at this in the context of what is happening in our world today. And, you know, one of the things that I love about this is that all of the research that I've done and people after me have done say one thing. And the one thing everybody says is, yeah, broken promises are the norm. You know, in the last hour, I was talking about comparison of Game of Thrones, you know, in politics. This hour, we're talking about the Mueller report, Game of Thrones, broken promises, and what is it about this? So here's the thing that we're looking at. Is it an obligation? Do you think when people say, we're going to give you the report and you don't get it, is that a broken promise? Well, here's the thing. A lot of you say it is. Like, according to the latest poll, it's like 80%. 80%. But that's kind of normal. Even in my research, when the information came back, you know, people, there's always going to be some people that say, I don't care. I don't want it. But this particular number is really interesting, right? And let me talk about Game of Thrones for a minute. So the thing that really started to annoy people about Game of Thrones, yeah, maybe you didn't like the finale. I've been talking about that. But here's the thing that really started to bug people. There was, all of us got wind that another delay in the delivery of the season finale was about to happen. So I don't know if you follow Game of Thrones or not. A lot of people follow it. I've watched it, but I'm not a, you know, crazy, like, oh my God, it's not coming out when it says, but I have a friend that was, and she's very like, they said it was going to come out in 18 and then they changed it to a different month in 2018. Then they changed it to early in 2019. Then they moved it out. So her expectation was, oh my God, can't they keep their promise? Don't tell us you're going to deliver the season finale and then not do it. So she was basically saying, don't kind of tease out when you're going to tell me the season finale is, you know, wait until you know, and then just do it. That's what my research says. You know, in defining integrity, one of the things that wasn't defined, integrity is not defined. When I did in my research, I defined it. And I asked people, what does integrity mean? Here it is. Integrity, number one thing, it's 5 points to it, is first tell me what you're going to do. Number one, you got to tell me. You can't be hiding it. So that's what Game of Thrones did. They're like, we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you. This is what we're doing. So they did. They say, this is when the season finale is going to happen. Boom. It's going to be this and this. But the next part is the key part. Mueller report, the same thing. It's like, here's the Mueller report. Tell me what you're going to do. So you have politicians coming out. You have the president coming out. You have Barr testifying. We're going to give you the point. We're going to be as transparent as possible. We're going to give you the report. We're going to bring it to you right away. Yeah, everybody. Yes. Show them the report. That didn't happen. Not only didn't it happen, it didn't happen both on the Game of Thrones side and here. Right? So what happens when you do something like that? Well, people fill in the blanks for themselves, as they did with Game of Thrones, or what happens with it is you start to question the system. And so right now, what's happening is we're questioning the system. You know, we're questioning the fact that there is this, and I read this before the break, and let me just read it again, because I'm like you. I watch the news, but I sat down and I read this Mueller report, and we're not going to do a whole show on it, but I am going to talk about the consequences for our politicians that may happen if they do not release the report to the public. Now, I'm not projecting on this. I'm not kind of, you know, painting a picture that comes from hyperbole. I'm talking about research on promises. And here's what it says. If you say you're going to do something, do it. What happens if you say you're going to do something and you have to do it? That's still a problem. But the report is, it's a report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. And so what happened for me is I read this and I read the table of contents. And I was shocked by what's in this report, because I don't care what news channel you're watching. I don't care like what Twitter feed you're getting, Facebook stuff you're getting. Here's what I was like, whoa, this is it. You ready? I'm going to spend a few minutes with this, because this is what happened. I looked at this and I thought, wow. Introduction to Volume 1, Executive Summary to Volume 1, the Special Counsel's Investigation, Russian Active Measures, Social Media Campaign. That's number 2. And so let me just go through this. This is what's in the report. Russian Active Measures, Social Media Campaign, Structure of the Internet Research Agency, Funding and Oversight from Concord. I'm going to go on. The IRA targets U.S. elections. What? Okay. And then it breaks down. Number 1. Number 2, IRA ramps up U.S. operations as early as 2014. This is the Mueller report. U.S. operations through IRA-controlled social media accounts. U.S. operations through Facebook. U.S. operations through Twitter. Individualized accounts. IRA, right? Botnet activities, U.S. operations involving political rallies, targeting and recruitment of U.S. persons. I'm only in the first part. Interaction and contacts with the Trump campaign, Trump campaign promotion, IRA political materials, contact with Trump campaign officials in connection to rallies. Now let's go to number 3, Russian hacking and dumping operations. What? GRU hacking directed at the Clinton campaign, right? This is the report that nobody's reading. And it goes on. And I went through, and then I get to the blackout part. This is the blackout part, right? This is the part. Trump campaign and the dissemination of hacked materials. Number 1, blacked out. Number 2, BA is there, B is that. So there's this term, right? And it's HOM and harm to ongoing matter. So in the table of contents, you could see that if they would have included this section, it would be damaging to something going on. But I was shocked when I went through the table of contents. And I thought to myself, because here's what I'm describing. You know, it's one thing to really watch the news or watch what's going on and to see a chairman of a Senate committee hold up the report and say, I haven't even read it, but I'm going to vote on it. And I'm like, oh, come on. You know, from my mom's home state of South Carolina, dude. And I didn't really, I just thought, okay, like it's a big report. Maybe you didn't get through it. But then I read the report and I went through the table of contents and I thought to myself, why wouldn't you be as a governing body, as a lawmaker, as an elected official, why wouldn't this intrigue you? Why wouldn't you want to know this? Why wouldn't you go through this and look at this? But here's the section everybody went to. prosecution and declination decisions. They went to that. And when I go to that, you know, charging decision as to, and it's blanked out, right? And so in this last part, really, because now you got my attention, where it talks about what you should do, what's the prosecution of this, that's where all the blackouts are. That's it. That's where you see the analysis part of this is blacked out. The false statements and obstruction pieces of this are blacked out. So here I am, kind of lukewarm about, do I want to read the Mueller report or not? Well, what happened to me is probably like many of you, you're kind of thinking, I don't have time to read the report. But what happened to me, and this is what promises are about, now you've got my attention. Now I want to read the report. Now I have a different view. So how does the system of information help us or hinder us? And so when you take a look at this report, and here's what I want to say to folks, even if you don't want to read the entire hundreds of pages of reports, what's interesting is you can download the PDF for free and you could read parts of it that you want. But the question is, from a famous movie line with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson, the question was about telling the truth. The answer was that famous line, you can't handle the truth. Is that true of us? Can we handle the truth? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and acts as a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Power Up Radio. So, you know, one of the things I want to finish with is this idea of broken promises and the catalyst for thinking they're broken. So this is an interesting thing that happened to me. So I'm talking about the Mueller report, but I'm not really talking about it. I'm talking about my experience with it. But I would imagine I'm not different than many of you. I was less interested in the Mueller report before I started to read it. I kind of found the same with Game of Thrones. And I came to the same kind of conclusions. You know, if you think about Game of Thrones, there are a lot of things that are revealed. But for a lot of the viewers, there are a lot of things that weren't revealed. There are a lot of things that were left open, that were left hanging. You know, there was sort of this new level of hope that the blanks would be filled in, right? You know, there was such a climactic episode right before the last episode. You know, the adrenaline, you could feel it pumping, right? And then you get to the finale and you're thinking, well, okay, did I just waste all my adrenaline on that? Okay, now they're going to provide me with answers. That's what that's why I'm looking at the Mueller report, right? Because I wonder what would happen if one of these news channels, one of you out there, actually read the thing out loud. I wonder what would happen if you did a 7-part series, right? And actually read the thing instead of talking about what's not being read. Let me give an example. My interest started to grow in the report as I started to read it and look at the redacted statements. And by the way, Game of Thrones, same idea. People are not really talking about what they saw, they're talking about what they saw and what might happen in a scene that's not in the finale. Yeah, like the dragon flying off to some place in the south as if, whoa, they're probably going to make a movie of this, or maybe we're all going to be teased about Game of Thrones, maybe a different ending or something, because some people got the ending they want. Some people didn't. Mueller reports the same thing. Some people are getting the ending they want. Some people not. But actually, it's 71%, I think, was the latest poll telling people we want the report. So here's why we want the report. This is where broken promises come up. I'll just read a little bit of this. Throughout the report, you get these blanked out statements. They're blacked out. But you got to ask yourself the question, why are some of these blacked out and some not? So, for example, there's a section that you read early on where, like, there are 3 or 4 names mentioned, Gates' names mentioned, somebody else's name mentioned, somebody else's names mentioned, somebody else's names mentioned. And then when it comes to end blank in the Trump campaign, that name is blacked out. And it's called harm, right? And so, Let me just tell you, the presidential campaign of Donald, I'm going to read this part because this is really, I'm only on like page 4. This is what kept me reading the report. This is where you start to think a promise might be being broken. The presidential campaign of Donald James Trump, (parentheses) showed interest in WikiLeaks release of documents and welcome their potential damage to candidate Clinton. Beginning in June 2016, and now we got the little black line, which says harm to ongoing matter. That could be a sci-fi series title. Beginning in 2016, blank, 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 forecast to senior campaign officials that WikiLeaks, so that's obviously a name, right? WikiLeaks would not release information, would release information damaging to the candidate Clinton. WikiLeaks' first release came in July 2016. around the same time, candidate Trump announced that he hoped Russia would uncover emails described as missing from a private server used by Clinton when she was Secretary of State. Parentheses, he later said that he was speaking sarcastically. Blackout, 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 blackout. Okay. Yeah, no information on that. So this is what happens. This is where when somebody makes a promise to you and the promise is not kept yet, and you're still holding on to the expectation that it will be met, as in Game of Thrones, right? You're watching the episode before the finale, then you watch the finale and you're hanging on to see if the promise that was made to you for this epic revealing ending would happen. You hang on. You sit through the hour of it. My friend said to me, I shouldn't have done Game of Thrones. I should have done the Avengers. I should have done it to the Avengers film. But now I start to read this and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. What could that be in that little black space? Okay. He later said, oh, it's got to be something about President Trump. Because see, they teased it enough to make you think that. But it doesn't have to be about President Trump. You know, I guess if you're a Democrat, it's about President Trump. If you're not a Democrat, it's about somebody else. Either way, it's information you don't have. So then you continue reading, and there's a lot of information. For those of you that are thinking, this is snooze time for me, it's a lot of information. But you start to read it, and every once in a while, you'll get to something, and you'll see a big blackout that says personal privacy. Personal privacy. Here's what it says. Separately, Russia intelligence officer who carried out the hacking into the Democratic Party computers and the personal email accounts of individuals affiliated with the Clinton campaign conspired to violate, among other federal laws, the federal computer intrusion statute, and they have been so charged. And it says United States, and then it's blacked out. Then it's blacked out. Names are blacked out. Then you keep reading, and then it goes the next sentence and next paragraph. Former Trump organization attorney Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to making false statements to Congress about the Trump Moscow project. Blacked out. No information. Message to our lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Many people won't read the report. Many of our lawmakers did not read the report. Many of our citizens probably will never read the report. But the point is this. The promise was made to share the report. Transparency. That is a promise that is broken and looks like it will stay broken. And the consequences, if you believe in the consequences I talked about early, trust deteriorates, commitment deteriorates, engagement and involvement deteriorates, our activity in our political system deteriorates. And it's very important for us to look at this and say, is there more damage that can be done to our system if we release the report, or more damage to be done if we don't? And that's the question. You know, my friends would like to say to me, you know, Pat, if you did actually watch the finale of Game of Thrones, they have to be making another movie. You know, I chose to believe it's over. People choose to believe this investigation is over and should be over. But there are many of us that are hopeful for a different ending. And it's that hopefulness in a different ending that's so keyed and triggered by the promise that was made about that ending. Game of Thrones, I don't have a lot of hope. I believe that it's over. This particular report, the Mueller report, the investigation, I believe there's more to be shown. Why? Because it was promised to be shown. Not because what's not shown is important. It's because it was promised. And many of us do believe that there is an obligation to show and tell. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Power Up Radio with me, Dr. Pat. You know, I hope you heard something in this show that at least will get you to look at the table of contents of the report. And I will tell you, there's not as much legal language in here as I thought. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat, unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Pat brings mind-blowing news, conversations with top world thought leaders, and Dr. Pat herself, unleashed like never heard before. It's not about mistakes and all about the guts to not just step out of your comfort zone, but annihilate it. Think authentic and spontaneous. Think fun and forefront. Think no matter what, don't just make a difference. Be the difference. Visit www.powerupdrpat.com or powerupTalkRadio.com.